Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and inpatient shopper, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Inline, Online, Offline. If you have strong feelings about whether we stand in line or online, then you may not want to read this. But I think you're up to the challenge. I think you can handle me using the terms interchangeably, letting colloquial usage win over grammatical correctness. Welcome. This is how a former English major walks on the wild side. So I'm standing in line at the drugstore, and a lady gets online behind me. I immediately feel better about myself because she is now officially the last person in line. Small victories, people. Small victories. As she's standing there, something catches her eye, and she leaves the line to check it out, saying to me over her shoulder, "I'm behind you." What? No, no you're not. "I'm behind you." These three words created a social contract between us. While she's gone a-gallivanting, it's up to me to defend her place in line. Did I mention I was online at a drugstore in the hood? This could end badly. If another shopper got online behind me, I'd now be honor-bound to say, "I'm holding this spot for someone." Oh, I can see the combination stink-eye neck roll now, the tendrils of smoke oozing out of angry nostrils. The new line joiner would be well within their rights to invoke the "you move, you lose" clause. And then what? How far do I take this? Chest thumping? Matrilineal recriminations? A full-on physical confrontation that lands us on the floor in a pile of chapstick, Snickers, and hand sanitizer? The cops would be called. I'd be on the news, perp walked above the news ticker, "Riot at Rite Aid." And now I've done gone and caught a case just because I needed nail polish remover. "Your Honor, what had happened was..." But in this worst-case scenario, the judge would be unmoved. She'd make an example out of me, and I'd end up in jail singing Roxanne. You see my predicament, or at the very least, my hyperactive imagination. I could avoid this by taking the diplomatic approach. When the deserter returns, I could just let her get back online in front of me. The person behind me might only be mildly pissed instead of Second Amendment pissed. The deserter would happily accept my generosity because it puts her one step closer to the register and me one step further away, which was probably part of her nefarious plan all along. What should have happened? The woman behind me should have waited until someone got online behind her. She could have then said to that person, "Can you please watch my spot?" Most people say yes to this, although saying no might be fun too, just to see the look on their face. And the best part of doing it this way is that I am not involved at all. No impromptu social contracts, no fisticuffs, no Roxanne. In general, though, if you've left the line and no one's behind you, guess what? You've left the line. It's like you weren't even there. Just take the loss. Come back when you're ready. The line will be there. Or if you're lucky, maybe it won't. What bothered me most about this violation of in-line online etiquette is that I'd been standing there waiting patiently for someone to get online behind me so that I could ask them to watch my spot. This lack of courtesy is the slippery slope to anarchy, is it not? Okay, maybe not, but it does give me a good case of the cranky. This kind of thing doesn't happen on the internet. Thank you, net neutrality. So, if anyone wants me, I'll be online at Amazon. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. Visit my website, veryfunnylady.com. Join my mailing list and enjoy more blogs, blogcasts, and find out about upcoming live stand-up comedy shows. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff,